马可福音的十五章。
Let's return to Mark chapter 15.
15章哈，从37到41。
From chapter 15, verse 30.
这个主耶稣，在十字架上断气哈，它有产生什么果效？
After Jesus breathed his last on the cross, what effect did that bring?
我们看15章的37节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 37.
耶稣断气了哈，38节。殿里的
So Jesus breathed his last, and then in verse 38.
殿着幔子从上到下裂为两半啊。这个圣殿的幔子哈，就是隔开圣所跟至圣所。
So the veil of the temple was the veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies.
那主耶稣断气了，这救恩完成了，所以，这个幔子就断裂了，表示我们人就可以进到至圣所去敬拜神。
So, because Jesus had breathed his last and therefore completed and fulfilled salvation, now the veil no longer is there, and so everyone can enter into the holiest of holies.
所以我们今天能够来到神的面前，是因为一个救主耶稣义人的宝血靠着他的宝血，我们能够来到神的面前。
And so today we are able to draw near to the presence of God because of the blood of Jesus that has been shed for us.
所以神跟人之间的阻隔，就因为主耶稣十字架成全的救恩，这个阻隔就没有了。
So this separation between man and God had disappeared once Jesus sacrificed himself.
所以我们人又回到神的国里面了，就等于回到伊甸园里面。
So when we return to the kingdom of God, then it is the same as us returning to the Garden of Eden.
就重新恢复我们是做神儿女的尊贵的地位。
And we renew the status that we have as the children of God.
那也重新再得到神在伊甸园给亚当他们的祝福。
And we renew this blessing that God had given to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
那这是在灵界里面发生的果效。
And this is the result that appears in the spiritual realm.
那在当时钉十字架最少改变了三种人。
So the crucifixion at the time affected at least three types of people.
第一个就是我们刚刚有提到强盗。
The first type are the robbers that we had mentioned earlier.
强盗是被罪控制的人，所以他犯罪犯到死。
These robbers are people who have been controlled by sin, and so they sin until death.
但是主耶稣的爱能够改变强盗。
But the love of the Lord Jesus can change and transform the robbers.
那第二种人被改变。
And the second type of people who were changed.
就是百夫长被改变。
They were the chiefs, priests, and elders who were changed.
这个百夫长是下命令钉耶稣的人。
And these chief priests and soldiers were the ones who had commanded that Jesus be crucified.
因为是兵丁把这个主耶稣钉在十字架嘛，而百夫长是他们的 官啊。
So the soldiers were the one who physically crucified Jesus, but the chief priests were the ones who were their officers.
好，那百夫长看到主耶稣钉十字架的过程，他有什么改变？
And so these chief priests, when they saw the process of Jesus being crucified, how did they change?
39节。
In verse 39,
这里讲百夫长看见耶稣这样断气，就说这人真是神的儿子。
In verse 39, it says that the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, and he said, "Truly, this man was the son of God."
那在其他的四福音里面讲，百夫长说这真是个义人。
And in the other books of the four Gospels, it also records that the centurion said that this truly was a righteous man of God.
所以等于百夫长承认哈，他把义人钉十字架。
So this means that the centurion admitted that he had crucified an innocent man on the cross.
那这个等于他承认自己的罪啊。
And this is equivalent to him confessing his own sin.
所以主耶稣钉十字架的爱可以改变一个有权势的人，好像百夫长。
So the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross had the power to transform someone who had authority, just like the centurion.
那第三种人被改变。
And the third type of people who were transformed.
从42节开始。
Starting in verse 42,
就记载43节哈，叫做亚利马太的约瑟。
Verse 43 it mentions Joseph of Arimathea.
那43节有介绍他是尊贵的义士。
And in verse 43, it describes him as a respected member of the council.
那其他的福音有记载他是一个财主。
And other gospels described him as a rich man.
然后说他是暗中做门徒。
And he was a disciple in secret.
那主耶稣在当时是被人看不起的。
And at the time, Jesus was looked down upon by others.
因为主耶稣什么都没有。
Because Jesus had nothing.
那这个亚利买他的约瑟知道耶稣是救主。
But this Joseph of Arimathea knew that Jesus was the Savior.
但是他暗中做门徒。
But in secret, he was a disciple of Jesus.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为主耶稣跟他的身份不相配。
It was because Jesus did not really match well with his status.
就好像文士法利赛人听耶稣讲道印象很深，但是看到他的家世背景，他就跌倒了。
For example, when the scribes and Pharisees listened to Jesus, They found that the words of Jesus had left a deep impression on them, yet they were unable to accept it because of Jesus' outward appearance and status. So this caused them to fall.
那这个亚利马太的约瑟他看到耶稣钉十字架他就公开做门徒。
But Joseph of Arimathea, after he saw that Jesus was crucified, he openly became a disciple of Jesus.
所以43节他放胆去见比拉多求耶稣的身体。
So in verse 43, he took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
所以这个亚利马太的约瑟上到十字架把主耶稣的身体拿下来，所以他身上有主的宝血，他看到主耶稣钉十字架的伤痕。
So Joseph of Arimathea asked for the body of Jesus, and he took the body of Jesus. So he was able to see all of the wounds that had been on Jesus' body.
啊，所以一个尊贵有钱的人啊，也会被十字架的爱所感动，所改变。
So even someone who was well respected and also wealthy was able to be transformed by the crucifixion on the cross.
好，那其他还有很多啊，如果看47节哈。哦，大大的玛利亚，耶稣的母亲玛利亚都来见主耶稣埋葬的在妇人的坟墓里面。
And there were also several other people who were transformed, just like Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph.
好，所以主耶稣的死从37节到47节。
So the death of Jesus is recorded in verse 37 to 47.
他改变了不少的人。
And his death had changed not many people.
死可以改变人，因为这个死代表神对人的爱。
So his death was able to transform many people because his death represented his love.
那主耶稣埋葬在富人的坟墓里面，这也是圣经预言的实现。
And Jesus being buried in the rich man's tomb was also a prophecy in the Bible that was fulfilled.
所以主耶稣的一生都预言在以赛亚书里面。
So the entire life of Jesus was prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
这个好像演戏的剧本已经写在以赛亚书。
So this is like a playbook that has been written out in Isaiah.
800年后就照着这个预言这样一步一步实现出来。
And 800 years later, every step of the way, it played out just like it was written in the playbook.
所以再到15章主耶稣死就埋葬了。
So in chapter 15, Jesus died and he was buried.
好，那现在就进到马可福音最后一章16章。
So now we enter into the last chapter of Mark, chapter 16.
16章第1节到第8节讲主耶稣的复活。
Chapter 16, verse 1 to verse 8 speaks of the resurrection of Jesus.
罗马书15章，在讲主耶稣的复活。不是罗马书，哥林多
Romans
前
chapter
书十五
15
章。
speaks of the.
哥林
Oh,
多前
First Corinthians chapter 15 speaks. First Corinthians chapter 15
记载主耶稣的复
speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
活。
Oh, sorry. Speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
这个叫做出熟的果子。
And this is called a ripened fruit.
因为主耶稣里面有神的生命，
Because within Jesus there is the life of God.
那是没有罪的，
And it is without sin.
所以他能够从死里复活。
So he is able to be resurrected from the dead.
那我们受洗以后。
And once we have been baptized,
我们的罪得赦免。
our sins are forgiven.
我们得圣灵，神的能力充满在我们里面。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, then the power of God is filled within us.
所以我们将来会跟主耶稣一样从死里复活。
So in the future, we will be like Jesus to be raised from the dead.
所以复活这是我们信耶稣最后的目的。
So this resurrection is the end goal of our faith.
因为死里复活我们就可以到天国，与主耶稣永远同在。
Because if we are resurrected from the dead, then in the future we can go into heaven to eternally dwell there.
所以我们的盼望 就是将来能够复活到天上享受永生。
So our hope is that in the future we will be able to enter into heaven with the Father to receive eternal life.
所以教主有很多，救主只有一位。
So there are many. Sorry, one second. There are many masters of the church, but there is only one true savior.
这有什么差别呢？
What is the difference between the two?
你看，所有的宗教都有创办人，他的教主都死了。
All of these the founders of different religions and churches, they all end up passing away.
那我们的救主耶稣，他从死里复活。
But our Savior has risen from the dead.
那我们就知道，信一般的宗教跟信主耶稣差在哪里。
So now we can understand what the difference is between other religions and us believing in the Savior.
就是我们会从死里复活。
The difference is that we will resurrect from the dead.
这个在彼得前书，这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And in 1 Peter, this is described as a living hope.
我们要复活有属灵的身体，将来能够回到天国。
We will be resurrected and have a spiritual body and be able to live in heaven.
所以主耶稣如果没有复活，
So if Jesus did not resurrect,
我们今天就不需要信耶稣了。
Then today we would not need to believe in Jesus.
因为我们也不会复活。
Because we wouldn't resurrect either.
那不会复活，死就结束了。
And if we are not resurrected,after death, it is the end for us.
那我们的生活就跟世界上人一样了。
And our lives will be exactly the same as those people on earth.
所以主耶稣是复活，这是我们人生最大的盼望。
So the Lord Jesus is our resurrection, and this is the greatest hope that we have in our lives.
所以马可福音记载耶稣从死里复活。
So Mark describes how, Mark records how Jesus resurrected from the dead.
那第一个看到死里复活是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So the first person who saw Jesus resurrected from the dead was Mary of Magdalene.
所以第二节七日的第一日出太阳的时候，他们就来看坟墓里面来看主耶稣。
So on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb where Jesus had risen.
所以我们看抹大拉的玛利亚爱主耶稣真是爱到底啊。
So we can see that Mary Magdalene loved Jesus until the end.
她身上有七个鬼，主耶稣把她赶出去。
When there were seven demons who were possessing her body, Jesus had cast them out for her.
从那一天开始，她就跟从主耶稣。
And from that day onward, she began to follow Jesus.
服侍主耶稣。
To serve Jesus.
供给主耶稣跟他门徒的需要。
To provide for the needs of the disciples and of Jesus.
那主耶稣钉十字架，门徒跑光了，抹大拉玛利亚还在下面。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross, when all the other disciples had fled, Mary Magdalene was still there near the cross.
到十六章这里讲在坟墓旁边看守这个坟墓，抹大拉的玛利亚。
In chapter 16, it says that Mary Magdalene was there to look after the tomb.
所以一个人如果有感恩的心，这个信仰非常活泼，非常有力量。
So if someone has a thankful heart, then their faith will be full of this, vibrance and this lively hope.
所以他是第一个看到主耶稣复活。
So she was the first person who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
所以在路加福音里面有讲，天使问他，你为什么在死人中找活人呢？
So in the book of Luke, they asked, Jesus asked, "Why are you searching for the living among the dead?"
坟墓就是埋死人的地方。
The graveyard is the place where the dead are buried.
那主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And Jesus had been resurrected from the dead.
所以他在问他说，你在死人中找活人。
And so therefore, he told her, you are seeking for someone who has risen among the dead.
所以主耶稣的复活，这是一个活生生的见证。
So the resurrection of Jesus is a very true and living testimony.
所以我们看第七节第六节。
So if we look at verse 6.
第六节下面告诉他，拿撒勒人耶稣已经复活了，不在这里请看他安置的坟墓。第七节，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以前往加利利去了。好，所以他已经复活了，你可以去告诉门徒。
So, this young man said that Jesus has resurrected. So, and you can go and tell the disciples.
因此这些门徒为什么在五旬节以后被抓到下监，出来又再继续传福音呢？
So for these disciples, after the day of the Pentecost, why were they able to continue preaching the gospel even after being imprisoned?
因为后来他们真的看到复活的主耶稣啊。
It was because they ended up seeing they ended up witnessing this Jesus who had resurrected from the dead.
所以从第九节到十三节就是讲主耶稣复活给门徒看。
So from verse 9 to verse 13, it speaks of Jesus resurrecting to show the disciples.
好，我们看第九节说七日第一日清早，耶稣复活，先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。所以第一个看到耶稣复活是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So the first person who saw Jesus appear after his resurrection was Mary Magdalene.
因为我可以看到他爱主非常深。
Because we can see that she loved the Lord deeply.
所以主耶稣第一个向他显现。
So Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, the first person out of everyone.
那如果我们再读这个第九节下半句圣经说耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
And if we read the second part of verse 9, it says that Jesus had cast out seven demons from Mary Magdalene.
就是他从神得恩典。
Which demonstrates how she had received blessings from God.
对，他是一个有感恩的人，因此感恩结果得到更大的恩典。
And she was a person filled with thanksgiving and gratitude. And because of her gratitude, she was able to receive even bigger blessings from God.
所以感恩的生活是非常好的。
So a life of thanksgiving is a very good one.
那接下去抹大拉玛利亚就去告诉门徒。
And next, Mary Magdalene, runs to tell the disciples.
这一节这一节门徒却不信。
But in verse 11, the disciples would not believe it.
那我还记得多马说除非我看见他的伤痕钉十字架的伤痕，用手摸他的伤痕，不然我总不信。
And we can remember how Thomas says that unless I see firsthand the scars that Jesus had from being nailed on the cross, then I will not believe.
那后来真的主耶稣显现给他看。
And after that, Jesus really did appear to Thomas to show him.
那在我们刚读的哥林多前书十五章有在记载主耶稣复活以后显现 给十二个使徒看。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it describes how Jesus, after his resurrection, appeared to the disciples.
然后也显现给500多个人看。
And then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time.
那保罗在写圣经的时候，他说其中一大半到现在还活着。
And Paul, at the time when he wrote this letter, said that most of whom are still alive.
所以耶稣还活着。
So Jesus was still alive.
他没有死。
And he did not die.
所以他显现给门徒看。
So he appeared to the disciples.
那十二节跟十三节，这两个门徒往以马忤斯去，记载在路加最后一章。
And in verse 12 and 13, it talks about the two disciples who went to Emmaus. It is recorded in Luke.
然后离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯，这个就是信仰在退步。
The disciples walking away from Jerusalem represents how they are straying away from their faith.
因为大家在传说耶稣被钉十字架。
Because everyone was spreading around the message that Jesus was crucified.
那钉十字架就死了。
And if you're crucified, then you die.
那耶稣死了，我留在耶路撒冷要做什么？
So they thought that if Jesus has died, then what is the point of me remaining in Jerusalem?
那时候就离开耶路撒冷。
And so they left Jerusalem.
信仰就开始退步啊。
And their faith gradually declined.
但是在半路，主耶稣就亲自跟他们同行。
But halfway on this journey, Jesus appeared to walk with them.
然后就开始跟他们谈话。
And he began to converse with them.
那为什么主耶稣要这样做？
So why did Jesus do so?
因为主耶稣要把他们的信仰重新再挽回过来。
It was because Jesus wanted to bring them back in their faith.
那到了这个城的时候。
And when he came to the city.
那这个人跟他们一起在那里用餐了。
He had a meal with the two people there.
突然间眼睛开了，发现说这个人就是复活的主耶稣。
And all of a sudden, their eyes were opened, and they knew that this was the Jesus who had resurrected.
然后他们才想起啊，刚刚在半路他跟我们一起讲话的时候，我们不是心里火热吗？
And then they recalled that while Jesus was walking with them and explaining to them the scriptures, that their hearts burned within them.
所以那一天晚上，他没有住下来，他就当天晚上就赶回来耶路撒冷。
And so the disciples that night did not stay overnight, but rather they quickly returned to Jerusalem.
然后就跟门徒见证他所看到复活的耶稣。
And they testified to the disciples that they had seen the resurrected Jesus.
所以今天我们信主久了，有时候信仰会变成半信半疑。
So for us today, sometimes after a while of believing in the Lord, we start to doubt in our faith.
因此如果我们能够重新再体验主耶稣跟我们同在。
And so therefore, if we are able to experience the abidance of God again with us.
我们奉主耶稣的名求主帮助我们解决困难。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask the Lord to help us with our struggles.
那我们就有体验知道耶稣还是活着。
Then we will have experiences to know that Jesus is still alive.
有时候我们有圣灵的带领在查考神的话，心里火热。
And so sometimes with the guidance of God, we are able to feel our hearts burning within us through the Holy Spirit.
祷告圣灵充满。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit when we pray.
这样，我们的信仰就会重新再回头。
And in this way, our faith can once again be returned back.
所以主耶稣复活啊，四十天才升天。
So after the resurrection of Jesus, 40 days passed before he ascended into heaven.
主要就是要坚固门徒的信心。
And the main reason for this was to strengthen the faith of the disciples.
让他们真的不但听到，而且看到复活的耶稣。
To allow them to not only have heard about, but also to have seen this resurrected Jesus.
所以以后他们去传福音，他是传复活的耶稣。
So in the future, when they were to preach the gospel, they would preach of the resurrected Jesus.
那主耶稣复活以后，四十天以后呢，他就要升天。
So 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus was to ascend into heaven.
那升天之前呢，对门徒有交代大的使命。
And before Jesus had resurrected, he gave the disciples a great mission.
这个大的使命一共有两条。
And this mission had two parts to it.
在约翰福音的最后一章。
In the last chapter of John.
主耶稣问彼得一个问题问三次。
Jesus asked Peter a question three times.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
彼得说我爱你。
Peter says, I love you.
主耶稣说你喂养我的羊。
Jesus says, tend my sheep.
这是一个大使命，喂养主的羊。
To feed my lambs, and this is a great commission given by God to feed his sheep.
主的羊是谁？
So who are the lambs of God?
就是受洗的信徒，他就是主的羊。
These are those who have been baptized by the baptism of God.
为什么需要喂养？
And so why do they need to be fed?
因为喂养，这个羊才会成长，才会健康。
Because only if these lambs are fed will they be able to grow and be healthy.
他才能够跟着牧人走。
And only in this way can they follow the shepherd.
那我们如果回到马可福音十六章。
If we turn back to Mark chapter 16.
这是另外一个大的使命。
This was another great commission.
十五节。
Verse 15.
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Go and to all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
那为什么这么重要呢？
Why was this so important?
十六节。
16.
信而受洗必然得救，无信的必被定罪。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
所以最大的爱就是把福音传给别人。
So the greatest form of love is to spread the gospel to others.
因为借着福音，人可以得救。
Because through the gospel, man can be saved.
那这个得救什么意思？
And so what does this salvation mean?
我们一般在强调信耶稣的好处，都是肉体上、物质上、精神上。
Normally, when we speak of the benefits of believing in God, they are talking about the material and the physical benefits.
但是真正重要的，是在灵界里面。
But what's truly important is in the spiritual realm.
我们如果看《使徒行传》二十六章。
If we turn to Acts chapter 26,
十八节。
Verse 18.
我差你们到他那里去，叫他们眼睛得开。主耶稣差遣保罗到外邦人那里去，传福音，要叫他们眼睛得开。
So God had sent Paul to preach the gospel to the Gentiles to open their eyes.
眼睛怎么开呢？
And how can their eyes be opened?
当他们认识了福音，他就看到灵界里面的救恩。
After they come to know the gospel, then they can come to know the salvation in the spiritual realm.
那这里讲得救是四件事情。
And here it speaks of the four things that are tied to salvation.
第一个是黑暗归向光明。
The first is to turn them from darkness to light.
黑暗代表死亡。
Darkness represents death.
光明代表永生。
Light represents eternal life.
所以主耶稣出来传福音，圣经记载应验以赛亚的话，说坐在死荫幽谷的人有大光照耀。
So when Jesus had resurrected, then this was fulfilling the prophecy in Isaiah about how those in the valley of the shadow of death were shone upon with a great light.
对，没有得救，活在黑暗里面；得救，活在光明里面。
So if you are not saved, then you will live in darkness. But if you are saved, then you will live in the light.
哦，这跟死，生跟死的差别。
So this is the difference between life and death.
那第二个，从撒旦的权下归向神。
And second, from the power of Satan into God.
得救活在神的爱子的国度里面。
When we are saved, we are saved into the kingdom of the loved Son.
那没有得救，就是活在撒旦的控制之下。
And if we are not saved, then we live under the control of Satan.
那得救就是罪得赦免。
And to be saved means that our sins are forgiven.
罪是什么?
What is sin?
罪好像是债。
Sin is just like debt.
所以得救就是债务得以赦免，解除。
And so through our salvation, our debt has been repaid.
那就很轻松平安了。
We are now very relaxed and at peace.
那得救就是那个罪，就是代表人的病。而our
sin can represent our human illness.
生病一定是会痛苦的。
When we are sick, it is definite that we will suffer.
那最后会死亡。
And in the end, we will die.
罪得赦免，罪没有办法控制我们，所以我们生命就能够享受主的喜乐平安。
When we have sinned, but our sins are forgiven, then we can enjoy the peace and the joy that comes from God.
最后一个，跟成圣的人同得基业，有天国的产业。
And lastly, they can receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
让我们回到路加16章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 16, or Mark chapter 16.
15节，主耶稣吩咐我们要往普天下传福音给万民听。
Verse 15, Jesus commissions us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
今天这个叫做每一个人的吩咐。
And for us today, this is a commission for every one of us.
17节，信的人有神迹奇事随着。
And those who believed, signs will follow those who believe.
所以20节，门徒去传福音，主用神迹奇事随着证明所传的道。
And so in verse 20, when the disciples went out and preached everywhere, the Lord confirmed the word through the accompanying of signs.
所以我们不是传神迹，我们是传福音。
So we are not preaching about these signs, but rather we are preaching the gospel.
然后神迹是随着福音来证实我们的道是从神来的。
And these signs accompany the word to be evidence that the word that we speak comes from God.
然后我们就回到15章，15节。
And if we turn back to verse 15,
你们往普天下去。
Go into all the world.
主耶稣开始传福音，他说来跟从我。
When Jesus initially began to preach the gospel, he told others to come and follow.
现在说去传福音。
But now Jesus is telling them to go to preach the gospel.
来跟去, 中间差了三年。
The call of Jesus to come and then to go had a period in between of 3 years.
那这三年就是跟着主耶稣啊，听主耶稣讲道，看主耶稣的生活啊，学习主耶稣怎么传福音。
And through this period of 3 years, those who followed Jesus were able to listen to the words of Jesus, to see his the actions that he performed, and to learn from how he preached the gospel.
所以我们今天要完成主耶稣的两大使命啊，之前我们要跟从主耶稣。
And so today, before we can fulfill the two great commissions of Jesus, we need to follow Jesus first.
好好装备自己，我们就能够把两个使命做好。
And if we very well prepare ourselves and equip ourselves, then we will be able to preach this gospel very well.
啊，那十六章十九节。
So in chapter 16, verse 19,
主耶稣讲了，就被接升上天国去了。
After the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven.
哦，那接下来到了使徒行传，他就降下圣灵。
And then in Acts, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣现在在天上。
So now the Lord Jesus is in heaven.
有一天他会再来。
And there is one day when he will return.
那就是世界末日。
And this is the end of the world.
那旧的天地要过去，新天新地要实现。
The old world will pass away, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
我们就是盼望这一天的来到。
And we are hopeful for this day to come again.
那主耶稣赐下圣灵在教会里面工作。
And the Lord Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to help the church work.
所以我们现在做圣工，要求圣灵，被圣灵充满，靠着圣灵的带领跟能力来侍奉神。
So while we are doing holy work, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit and to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us so that we can fulfill the works of God.
所以马可福音最后的结论就是我们要有使命感，完成神的托付。
So the book of Mark concludes with this message that we need to have this motivation and drive to complete the commission that God has given to us.
等候主再来，我们就可以在主面前顶受奖赏。
When we wait for the returning of the Lord, then we will be able to enjoy and partake of the rewards.
那我们马可福音的学习就到这里结束。